A new strain of swine flu may have killed at least 60 people and left more than 1,000 others sick in Mexico. The World Health Organization says the virus appears to spread from human being to human being, and the head of the organization broke off a trip to the U.S. to try to deal with the crisis. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has launched its own investigation and has scheduled a press briefing for later today. Michael O'Boyle is a freelance journalist in Mexico City and joins us. Thanks very much for being with us, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
And what can you tell us about this swine flu, which I understand, unlike some other strains, you don't need to be anywhere near a pig to get?
Right. It doesn't seem to necessarily come from pigs or from eating pork. And what's really scaring health officials is that it appears to transmit between humans, from human-to-human contact. Now, this is a new form of flu that's never been seen before. It combines the genetic material of pigs, humans, and birds. And it also seems to be hitting hardest young adults, people between 25 and 45, and that's another big warning sign for health officials. It's similar to other major pandemics that have hit, you know, healthy young adults rather than hurting, you know, the young or the old that are generally susceptible to pneumonia.
How's Mexico City been affected over the past few days? How's life different there?
Well, I mean, there's just been a wave of unease that has hit this, you know, densely populated capital. I mean, yesterday the government canceled all school and universities. They've shut down museums, theaters. Basically, they're trying to shut down any large public gathering where, you know, this outbreak could spread further. You know, the residents of Mexico City yesterday were flocking to pharmacies, buying surgical masks, vitamins, medicines, anything that they, you know, that could help, you know, fight off the flu. And medical clinics were also overrun with people who had symptoms who may have thought that, wow, maybe I have this new form of flu.
Mm. Michael, do public health officials there, doctors, have any idea about where this strain started? Can they trace it back?
No, we're still in the very early stages of understanding what's really happening here, and they don't know where this new strain first showed up. What we do know is that most of the cases seem to be in Mexico City and the surrounding area. There have been a few dozen cases up in the central state of San Luis Potosí, a few others on the border, and then the cases we've heard about in the U.S. But like I said, there's still no clear idea of how this started or how far it could go.
Michael, how well equipped is Mexico to deal with the public health problem that could have this scale? It was reported yesterday that there were had been a much smaller number of cases, I believe, out in California, and of course they were taken care of relatively easily by people who sought medical treatment. Is Mexico geared up to be able to provide that kind of treatment to large numbers of people?
Well, the authorities say they are. What we have right now, the one good thing about this flu is that it does appear to be treatable with existing drugs. Mm-hmm. So the Mexican government says it has more than 1 million doses of these drugs it can use to treat new cases. And the government is clearly doing everything it can do to prevent this outbreak from getting any worse. I mean, this, like I said, the shutdown of public places in Mexico City, we haven't seen anything like this since this devastating earthquake back in 1985, you may remember. So I mean, the government is taking every measure they can. They say they're prepared. They're going to be getting more help, from the U.S., from global health organizations. The World Health Organization is sending in a team of experts that's going to be helping Mexico. So right now the authorities say they have it under control and they have, plenty of medicine to treat everyone who may come down with this. And also one important thing that the health minister said yesterday is that in just the last day, the number of deaths and new cases actually did seem to decline. So we're not necessarily seeing a big exponential jump in the amount of people that are coming down with really severe pneumonia.
Reporter Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And you're listening to NPR News.